Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Needs to win a title more. They both need one. Is it LeBron James or Dirk Nowitzki who most needs this championship?
This is an absurd question.
It's not absurd, Skip.
It's Dirk times 10.
Married.
triple D'd up. Put your D's up. Give us our ring. We know we gotta take it, so go ahead and bring the heat. Took the Lakers, then we took out OKC. Gave Miami game one just to keep it interesting, yeah. You're talking clutch, watch Nowitzki turn it on. Jason Kidd went 3 points long. That boy Chandler sent your field goal home. And Jason Terry just be all in his zone. Don't get it twisted, though. We be on them boards, too. Starting five real, but the bench will outscore you. And I'm sick of all this talk about LeBron. Let's talk about what happens when he finally meets Kawhi.
Series, it has definitely been what you call ultimate sports entertainment. It's been terrific. Wow, the NFL, they really got to do their thing to show what they can do when it's time for the NFL season to begin. Wow, because the NBA definitely was exciting last year. And I wondered if this year the series could be even more exciting. And it has proven to be as exciting as last year's series. So that is just amazing. So I must congratulate both teams, and get well wishes to everyone who's injured, D. Wade, and Dirk is still, you see, he's still nursing his illness and been playing, coughing and playing sick. So we wish those guys a quick recovery, really. So they're in Miami now, because I think they left soon after the game, after they presented press conferences and so on. They hit to the friendly skies and flew on to Miami so they could prepare for game 6 on Sunday, which will be televised on ABC and aired on ESPN Radio on Sunday. I wonder if that would be the last game. I think I'm one of those who predicted its possibility that it would end in Game 6 with the Mavs winning. I know many predicted that it would end in Game 6 with Miami winning. The saga continues. Let's see what happens, because it's been a good one, really. But today's topic is about Anthony Mark Hankins, internationally known American designer, who's born in Elizabeth, New Jersey on November the 10th, 1968. We were born the same year. I'm a few months older than him. So if you're not familiar with Anthony, he's American Ladies apparel designer, a very successful American Ladies designer, and he's just amazing. If you're not familiar with him, tune in to HSN this weekend. He will be on presenting Anthony Originals Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So you should be able to catch him at least once. I've been a big supporter of Anthony since the late 80s when he worked with the fabulous Willie Smith. You remember Willie Smith? He was a unisex designer. He designed clothing for men and women, and his clothing for men and for women, but especially men, were like linens. I know he used to go to India and research and shop for some of the finest fabrics and so on. Matter of fact, I think that's how he became ill, and then he passed away right at the height of his career, just like another fave African-American. First thing I say, African-American, because we are American and we are born in America, or if you are a legalized American, you're American, regardless of your ethnicity. But he's another one of my favorite African-American designers, just like Patrick Kelly, who is a native of Vicksburg, Mississippi. But Anthony started as an apprentice with Willie Smith, and you know, he moved on and was educated here in the States at Pratt Institute, and he went on to continue his education in France. And he still travels because he just recently returned about a month ago from traveling in London and France. His education, I'm a proponent of us always. We never cease to stop learning, if it's formally or informally. So he traveled across seas to study with some of the best tailors just recently. And today's show, I wanted to talk about his history, but I think I should just talk about the current things that are going on currently, since he will be on air this weekend, and I have invited him to appear on the show in the near future. Obviously, he would be too busy to appear this morning because he's probably, HSN Studios are located in Tampa, so he is probably in Tampa, he and his fashion team, preparing for this week's presentation. And he's been tweeting and he's been Facebooking, and he has a very fun Facebook page. So like his page, Anthony Mark Hankins, and friend him if you can. You, obviously, you know he has exceeded his friendships. But if you can friend him. But if you like him, you'll be fulfilled with a lot of information. And he really is hands-on with his friends, family, supporters, and fans, and those that he work with. And I'll follow him on Twitter at Anthony, A-N-T-T-H-O-N-Y. I mean, he is really a hoot. When have you last heard that word, huh? I love that word, hoot and hootie. We used to always say that word when I was working for fashion company Merry-Go-Round in the 80s. We used to come up with so many words. And so we just, when something was like really hot or really fabulous, we used to always say, well, that's hootie. And if someone was like really fantastic and animated, we will always say, well, you just a hoot. You know, so shout out to my friend and my former manager, Sandra Petro, wherever she is. I hadn't talked with her since, because she used to work at a local health food restaurant. She worked in the skincare area, this little organic store and restaurant that's here. So she was always a good friend and a mentor, and you know, of course, one of my boss when we in the 80s and in the early 90s, working for Merry-Go-Round Enterprises. Well, that's some companies you just hate to see go away, and that was a company that partnered up with MTV in the early days, sponsored MTV music video hours, and definitely worked close with up-and-coming designers, alone with established designers. Merry-Go-Round stores carried all types, carried their own private label, plus new up-and-coming. I remember Cross Colors. Oh, T.J. Walker, that's another favorite designer of mine, T.J. Walker, who's a native of Mississippi, and his partner, Carl Jones. Now, they're still in the designing business, but they're more into the home furnishing. I've been doing my research. I had located how to contact those guys. So if any of you all know how to contact T.J. Walker and Carl Jones, because they still design it. You all remember when Cross Colors was hot in the early 90s, and while every celebrity wore their clothing, non-celebrities and celebrities. I mean, they were all over music videos and so on. But, wow, I have to really step up my research on what's going on and get a look at some of their items. But through research a couple of years ago, I found out that they're still in business, but they're doing they're marketing home furnishing. One thing about them, they were a small company, and then they honestly exploded, literally exploded within a few months or years after just being, you know, getting their products out and getting their products exposed. I mean, they really exploded. And I remember when I was a assistant manager at one of those Merry-Go-Round Enterprise stores, DJs, and I would talk one-on-one with the buyers at our home office, which was located in Joppa, Maryland. So I would always talk one directly to the buyers, because they would like to know what were the top sellers in the store. And, that company was so hot that other popular companies were, like, ready to buy them out. But what was their demise, I think, if I'm not mistaken, thinking back, I need to research and confirm this, but it was, you know, making so much money so fast, and it was just like mismanagement. So that's why it's important when you're, just because your company or your business is small at 1 minute, it might be, some people say, oh, you're an overnight success, but you're like, well, it took a lifetime to become overnight success, or you honestly just became a overnight success. It's very important to be stable minded and maintain maintain your excitement of the explosion. And so if I recall well back then, it was just that company, they made so much money, became so popular so fast, they didn't have enough time to properly manage the company. I think that's what caused the demise of Cross Colors. Now, one day, hopefully, I'll get in touch with T.J. Walker, and we'll talk about their new, current ventures, and then also talk about the beginning and the end of what we knew as the popular clothing line of Cross Colors. But we're really supposed to be talking about Anthony, but it seemed like the show turned into talking about popular designers. But I was so happy when Paul Marciano, the creator of Guess, sent me a friend request a couple months ago. I was like, wow, because he's always been one of my favorites ever since, just forever. He, Ralph Lauren, Betsy Johnson, I love networking with her on Twitter and so on. Betsy Johnson, Rock On, and Norma Kamali and Donna Karen, those are some of my favorites, and those are some designers that I studied when I was studying sales and marketing and fashion, merchandising, retail management, and so on, design as a student in the late 80s. But it never fails to, you know, research and study people just throughout your lifetime. I still constantly study people and so on. But back to what I was saying, I'm about to lose my train of thought because I'm so excited about talking about Anthony Originals, Anthony Morkins Hankins, and then other designers that inspire and influence me, and obviously they influence you. But back to what I was saying about Paul Marciano, because I was just so excited when he sent me a friend request, and we have just been networking with one another consistently. And I told him, I said, hey, I sold a many Guess in the 80s and in the 90s. I mean, really, because I was the top seller for the longest. You know, wow. I mean, in this region, in America, it's one of the top, you know, being in this small, medium-sized market of Jackson and the New Orleans region. But Anthony Mark Hankins, remember to friend him, to follow him and tweet him. He has something very special going on. One thing about Anthony, his clothes, yesterday we talked about wardrobe on a budget. His items, you can visit hsn.com right now. You can visit his website, Anthony Originals. Now, Anthony is also a high-end designer, and Anthony sells wedding bridal wear, bridal gowns, and couture gowns. So when you visit Anthony Originals, you will be exposed to his couture designs also. And I visited his website last night and earlier this morning, and he has some awesome dresses on his website. Items that you won't see on HSN, but HSN, if you visit their website right now, you will see awesome women's wear. And he has the best designs, the best prints. I mean, just awesome. And so it's just really neat. Maybe sure, we have 4 minutes. You can call 1714-409-0614. But he is sharing a free copy of a book. And I do not speak any French, even though my heritage is French. My bloodline goes to my great grandfather, who's Caucasian, who from what I have learned, was French. I used to think he was from London, but he was French from what I've been learning. But he is sending out a free copy to supporters of a book, and I'm not even going to try to say it. A lot of my friends speak fluent French. I know some Spanish, and I've been studying some Spanish the past month to improve my Spanish. But I want to attempt to say it, but I'm not. I spell it, though, CE'STMAGIQUE'. So he is sending out a free book by that name. And so you can email him and tell him that you are requesting a free copy of this wonderful book, anthony@anthonyoriginals.com. Now, Anthony will be on Saturday, June 11, at 11 p.m., and usually HSN times are Eastern time. Sunday, June 12th at 5 a.m. and 6 a.m., Monday, June 13th at 2 p.m. and 3 p.m., and there will be a special on Monday, June the 27th on Anthony. And they will be 12 a.m., 1 a.m., 7 a.m., 8 a.m., 10 a.m., 12 p.m., 2 p.m., 5 p.m. And these are Eastern Standard Times. But again, follow him, friend him, and so on. Let's see. Yeah, visit hsn.com. When you visit his Facebook page, though, when you look at the information section, you'll see links to all of his websites, Anthony Original and Contact Tech Info and so on. But I want to tell you all about the songs. The first song was by D-Mac called Let's Go Mavs. Song two is Who They Want. Dallas Mavericks, it's called the Dallas Mavericks theme song. There are songs galore that are out everywhere. Dallas artists and artists that are in Dallas have been sending me fabulous songs. Like I said, Let's Go Mavs, I swiped off Mark Cuban's Facebook. But Who They Want, Dallas, Real Music Group, Bryson Murphy of Real Music Group sent me that copy. But I've been tweeting and posting those songs all over my social networking sites and on my YouTube channel. And I love that song. And I believe we'll be talking with him on Sunday about the song and so on. I haven't scheduled the exact time that the Weekend Sports Edition will air, but tomorrow's Weekend Edition will air at 5:30 a.m. But Sunday Sports Edition will be on. And so more than likely, Bryson Murphy of Real Music Group, the creator of Who They Want, will be a part of the show. And shout out to my friend Nick and many others. But time is running low. So what's up? What's up? Happy weekend to you guys. And be sure to visit my Meat Mark boutique and buy some items from me. You know? You guys who say I don't make any money and stuff, I mean, part of my money-making endeavors is being a Mark rep to make you guys happy in beauty and fashion. But then also, hey, I make a commission also off of my Mark and beauty product, selling my Mark and beauty products at my e-boutique. So that's mymarkstore.com/Bethany Williams. And also, I thank you for networking with me, and much love to all 15,313 of you who view and support and listen to Culture Shock Entertainment Live and the repeat shows. We're not streaming anymore, so to listen to the show in its entirety, you all know to always visit my profile at blogtalkradio.com. CultureShock.Beth. Thank you, and God bless, and I'm going to end the show the way I began the show, by playing two of Big D's very popular songs, And shout out to Tony Rock, who is performing at Addison Improv this weekend. He started last night, and he'll be performing there till Sunday. So you all go and check Tony Rock out at Addison Improv, because he is so funny. I could not wait to see him live, because he is so hilarious. He and his brother. I would love, for years, I have told Charlie Murphy that I would love to see he and his brother tour with their friends. But I would love to see like a double headline tour with the Murphy brothers and the Rock brothers touring, doing special dates with their friends. The Murphy brothers and the Rock brothers doing special dates, doing a tour together with their friends. Wow, we would be cracking up. Our sides would be just busted. Don't you think? So you all have a very blessed day, a very fun weekend. I hope you can spend 30 minutes of your time with me tomorrow at 5:30 as we just recap, review, and so on. I think Roughneck will be joining me tomorrow to talk about sports. I don't know. He might not. But he sure had a lot to say when we was watching the game last night. And we was on the phone. He called me like halftime, third quarter. But then like 4 minutes was going. The game had like 4 minutes. I was like, Roughneck, I got to go get to the end of this game. You know. So I think he'll be calling in on Saturday morning. Okay. Well, I thank you all. And remember, Monday will be part two, Monday evening show again, where the conversation continues with Ms. Sheila Ramsey and Ms. Janice Lewis as we discuss their trip to L.A. To participate in the prestigious Advanced Artists Summer Program, which begins at the end of this month. Okay? So I thank you, and I sincerely appreciate your constructive criticism and your feedback and your show ideas and the fact that many of you would like to be guests and be special guest hosts with me in the near future. So I thank you, and I look also to chatting with you and in the near future when I start opening the chat room up. So I encourage you to create your user profile account so you can message and chat with fellow blog talk radio supporters and hosts and producers and so on, okay? Well, God bless and be good. And remember to spread love and spread smiles and do your best to have an encouraging attitude and look at things in an optimistic way, regardless of what you and I or whoever, regardless of what we're going through, because we really don't know what a person is going through. You cannot judge a book by its cover. You know this is true. Okay? But thank you, and God bless, and I send all of you much love. So here we go with Let's Go Mavs and Who They Want. Shout out to both teams again. Shout out to the Cuban brothers and everyone. Thank you. God bless. Let's go.
the lane and make your coach insane. Here's a Serbian sniper, time to make it rain. Take you off the dribble, then pass it back to Dirk. He's gonna go to work, but big German goes berserk. Beast and sick like a flu, never seen this move with you. Off balance, shot and swoosh, take that whoosh.
Let's go, Mavs, let's go, Mavs, let's go, let's go, let's go, Mavs, let's go, Mavs, let's go, Mavs, let's go, let's go, let's go, Mavs, let's go, Mavs, let's go, Mavs, let's go, let's go, let's go, Mavs, let's go, Mavs, let's go, Mavs, let's go, let's go, let's go, Mavs.
It's time to chase the bling, cause Mark Cuban wants a ring. Spending all the green to the championship they bring. Thunder kids play with toys, OKC don't want these boys. Making noise and beat the heat for that team from Illinois. Mavs take it all the way, won't lose.
Needs to win a title more. They both need one. Is it LeBron James or Dirk Nowitzki who most needs this championship?
This is an absurd question.
It's not absurd, Skip.
It's Dirk times 10.
We be ballin' hard. got their ball in the shot go sweet. Check out the way they kick go deep. Tyson banging hard on the boards like I know you win. You can get a rebound. Yeah, I said a rebound. Beret is shooting to the basket, balling, man down. Let's take it back to the basics. You and LB, you know we talking about the Matrix. Well, you know we shooting, don't miss. Double team, Dirk, if I got a story, I could be.
Sweet. Who they want?
Thanks again. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And remember,